Vata Adari always loved chocolate, and reading about it and experimenting with chocolate became a refuge for her from her work as a successful criminal defense attorney.
At the time, as a youth, I had no interest in being a part of the system because I couldn't believe how flawed it was. I thought lawyers are part of the problem, too. So I had no interest in being any part of that. I thought, I'm going to be an activist. I'm going to be doing something in some other capacity to make change happen. I was working for the Fair Housing Council here in Madison. I was a complaint analyst. I was doing a lot of the work that our panel of lawyers I thought should be doing, and I was getting paid $7 an hour. So I decided I should just go to law school. It's only 3 years. You know, when you're out there as a grown-up in the working world, you got to think about, okay, how do I make a living? And can I make a living and still pursue these goals? And so I thought, okay, being a criminal defense attorney, you know, I can do that. I was definitely put through a lot as a young attorney, and I always looked younger than I was. And being a woman of color attorney also. I remember times where, you know, it might be my fifth or sixth time in a courtroom, and the deputies knew damn well who I was. And they would say, where's your lawyer? First of all, I've always loved chocolate, dark chocolate. So I was always experimenting with different foods. And I decided 1 year I was going to do all of the confections. I wanted to make a saffron bonbon or a saffron truffle. Those were like a big hit. So that kind of became my thing. And then when I moved on, you know, I would do it just for gifting to family and friends. And then I just became, you know, I don't think anybody realized I was, you know, that was like my refuge, right? And that's what I would do when I wasn't doing research on my cases. I would research chocolate and the science of chocolate. From Kansas, I moved to Washington. And from Washington, I moved back here about 3 years ago. And I left the government. I left the federal defender system and started my practice back up here. And I haven't, even though I'm from Madison and I have a lot of roots here, I've never practiced here. And Madison, sadly, is a very good old boy place, as progressive as it purports to be. I had trouble establishing myself here as an attorney. I've got two kids. I'm a single mom. So I'm coming back here now as a grown up. And it's very difficult to leave government work, you know, or to leave a job. And in some ways, I think that's what attracts people to my chocolate is it's kind of the story of taking that risk, you know, and getting out of something that, you know, as much as I love practicing law, it is very grinding. Mm-hmm. Trial lawyers we have one of the highest suicide rates. We have one of the highest substance abuse rates. We have one of the highest rates of depression. We have one of the highest rates of miscarriage, divorce. I mean, you name it. I look at this and I just thought more and more, I don't want that. I was doing the chocolate to kind of fill time. So I'd go to the courthouse with like a briefcase full of chocolate. And my intention was actually to use it to get referrals. So I thought, well, maybe I can cultivate referral sources by giving people really good sweets. But then people started wanting the chocolate, you know? So I stopped taking cases. I still will take a few, you know, if they're local, but I'm being much more selfish with my time. You know, I think my personality is such that when I commit something and I get into it, I just don't stop. And that's what makes me a good trial lawyer, too. So with the chocolate, I can't stop doing it. You know, the chocolate is my refuge, and I own it.
Vata Adari is a lawyer and chocolatier in Madison. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life on our website, wisconsinlife.org, and on Facebook. I'm Erica Janik.